From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. California has a new governor today. Democrat Jerry Brown returns to the Sacramento State House 28 years after he completed two terms. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Brown will lead a state in far worse financial shape than the one he governed.
Brown's inauguration was a stripped-down affair, light on pomp and grandeur. California faces a $28 billion budget deficit. In his brief 15-minute speech, Brown called on state lawmakers to set aside partisan differences in favor of loyalty to California.
We can overcome the sharp divisions that leave our politics in perpetual gridlock, but only if we reach into our heart and find that loyalty, that devotion to California, above and beyond our narrow perspectives.
Brown's budget proposal is due next week. He promised a tough budget for tough times. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The Wisconsin National Guard Band playing On Wisconsin at today's swearing-in ceremony for that state's new Republican governor, Scott Walker. Walker, who inherits a state with a $3 billion budget shortfall, saying it's time to make tough but compassionate choices about how to balance state spending while providing essential services citizens want.
My top priorities are simple. Jobs, jobs, and more jobs. We will right-size state government by ensuring that government is providing only the essential services our citizens need and our taxpayers can afford.
Walker, who takes office as Wisconsin's 45th governor, won on a campaign promise to cut taxes and create 250,000 jobs over the next 4 years. He replaces outgoing two-term Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, who amid low approval ratings opted not to seek another term. With Congress heading back to Washington in preparation for new session, top Senate Democrats are already out with a warning to their House counterparts, namely that they will block any efforts to repeal the Obama administration's health care overhaul. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, in a message to House Speaker John Boehner, said the overhaul is too important to be treated as collateral damage in a partisan mission. Major roads in California that had been closed by Sunday storms now reopened, but that does not mean travelers will be able to get home quickly. We'll get details from NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Interstate 5, the main artery for truck traffic between northern and southern California, was reopened on Monday afternoon after having been closed for almost 24 hours. Groups of motorists were being escorted over the treacherous stretch of road known as the Grapevine by wary highway police, but the backlog is considerable. During the closure, motel rooms on the route were quickly snapped up by a lucky few. Most drivers had to sleep in their cars and wait for the all clear before they could creep home. About the only people who might be happy with the sudden snowfall are the region's ski resort owners. The storm just assured them a new supply of fresh powder. Now, skiers can only get up those icy roads to use it. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Strong start for Wall Street on the first trading day of the new year. The Dow was up 93 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A couple of big investments in the social networking site Facebook, the investment firm Goldman Sachs, and a Russian investor are said to have jointly put $500 million into the company, another sign investors believe in the company's potential for future growth. A report by the New York Times of the latest investment would seem to indicate a market value of as much as $50 billion for Facebook, roughly twice the market valuation of Yahoo. The leading lady of Forbidden Planet has died. Actress Anne Francis played the love interest in the classic 1950s sci-fi picture. She was 80 years old. NPR's Zoe Chase has this remembrance.
Anne Francis was a career actress, practically since she could walk. She worked as a child model during the Depression. She appeared in radio soaps, television, and movies. But the 1956 film Forbidden Planet became a cult classic and her legacy.
When you reach the Forbidden Planet, you will meet Anne Francis.
As the alluring ingenue Alta marooned on a distant planet in the 23rd century.
Who has never seen a young man till she meets Commander Adams.
Not him.
Didn't bring my bathing suit.
What's a bathing suit?
Oh, murder.
Anne Francis showed up in classic TV shows for the next 40 years as Detective Honey West in Burke's Law, in The Twilight Zone, Dallas, Murder, She Wrote. She died of cancer in Santa Barbara, California. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson is out with his annual prediction, speaking on the 700 Club today. Robertson says God has told him the U.S. is bankrupt and headed for economic turmoil. However, the good news, Robertson says he's also been told by God, there will not be a global nuclear holocaust. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for